Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Another day of living the American dream in the nightmare of leftism under Joe Biden and the crooked Democrats. But, folks, we find ourselves here in this moment, gathered together under the watchful eye of our Lord, our God. And I'm thankful that you've joined me. No, this isn't a sermon for those of you, oh, I turned into a religious show. Well, if you did, it's called Your Life. Because whether you like it or not, religion is a part of your life, even if you say the opposite. I don't have a religion. That is a religion. As it happens, though, folks, daily I have so much to discuss. I don't know what to discuss with you. Many people listen to this program and you're looking for news. And I'm going to tell you honestly, there's too much news for any one program. I could deliver 24 hours of this program to you daily, and I can't give you enough news. There isn't enough time for me to deliver the news. You have varied interests, wide and deep. And I could talk about any one of these topics. I could talk about Israel. I could talk about terrorism. I could talk about domestic terrorism. I could talk about tax policy, inflation, wars in Ukraine, the impending war with Iran, the trade deficit with China and whatever China's doing, and Russia and a host of other things. And then I get to go pop culture and talk about Barbara Streisand wanting to leave the country. You know, whatever. There's plenty to talk about. Too much. I just saw a story. Cher, they said she looked so feeble leaving somewhere. I go, she's 77 years old. Cher is a woman who's trapped in her mind and she's 25 years old, like she's still doing the Sonny and Cher show. She thinks she's relevant beyond her not-so-talented life. I mean, look, I'm not jealous, but in terms of talent, singing talent, Cher is like so far down my list, I don't even see her. Like a fat dude trying to look over his belly. Her acting? Really?
Oh, Kevin, she did Silkwood and she was real.
Okay, fine. Or the movie where she fell in love with the boy who woke up. She did the one with the dude who was the elephant man. Or whatever. Okay, fine. Is she in the echelons of the best actresses? She's a big mouth Holly weirdo that thinks she's much more relevant than she should be. And that's the problem with them. These are people that believe themselves as being way too much. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Oh, geez. Having trouble. I put this stuff on my face. Melissa goes, this will help. It's got hyaluronic acid. And it's not letting me speak.
Trying to look young.
Oh, it's taking my breath away. Anyway. These Holly weirdos are so full of themselves. Kevin Jackson, I know that's what I was at. I lost myself. 844-551-8255. Get in contact with me. I love talking to you folks when I have the time. So, look, there's not enough. The only thing I can do on this radio show is I can summarize trends. News moves way too fast. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm going to hip you to something. You ready? Most of it's not news. It's propaganda meant to distort your point of view. It's meant to manipulate you. It's meant to take you away from your core self. So I have a few questions for you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. What are you? How do you define yourself? Who are you? When you assess yourself, and you're, if you're smart, you're going to do it truthfully. You're going to say, you know what, I'm pretty good at this. I'm not so good at this. I could improve here or there. If you do this assessment of yourself, here's what I'm going to tell you. you are nothing close to the way the left portrays you. Ask yourself, what do they think of us? All the E's and the icks, you ready? You're homophobic. You're xenophobic. You're claustrophobic. No, I'm kidding. You're all the icks and the us. You've got all the, you're all of it. Islamophobic. You got all these phobias. Don't you? I mean, don't you hate black people? Don't you hate Mexicans? Don't you hate Asians? Don't you hate the vaxxed? I mean, who else do you hate? What else do you hate? You want to close down your borders. You lock your homes. There's a host of things. Let me tell you what you don't like. You don't like crime. So you lock your doors. You don't want people coming in, terrorists or whatever, at the border. Reasonable to me, not to them. You don't like criminals. You don't like people that hurt other people. But they say you're the ones that do it, right? You're the ones that want to beat up Jussie Smollett, you know, that gay guy from Empire. You're the ones that want to beat up on, what's his name, Pelosi, George Pelosi? Is his name George, the one that the dude, cops barely saved his life? I mean, that was you, right? These guys tell you you want to take away a woman's right to choose, to have her own body. And do you understand the contradictions? By the way, I don't know if you know, there's a contradiction right now brewing between the LGBTQIA plus and the LGBA. Do you know what the LGBA is? They've taken away the T. We'll talk about that another time, but what I'm telling you is this. Analyze the left, and you will find they are a concoction of chaos. Wish I had a t-shirt I could sell for that. I ain't selling t-shirts or anything else. We have our store with our own gear in it, and I'm gonna chastise my audience. Two things that are happening right now. One, somebody asked me, a guy named Brian, Kevin, how's it going with the 500 people? I hadn't even looked. You want me to tell you how it's going? It's embarrassing. I'm not going to take it personally. It's embarrassing. I have a few people that have stepped up. They're what I call power listeners, you know, power supporters. But as a whole, dismally. I would say I don't know what's the word. But embarrassed is part of it. We're undaunted. God's got us on a mission. We're going to do what He tells us to do. And right now He's telling me to get ready for the next segment. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but stick around. Remember who you are. We know who you are. You're great people. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses a Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Did you know there was a serial killer in L.A.? I mean, it's a big city, so of course there's a serial killer in L.A.
Right?
I'm guessing, though, this guy must be a rich fat cat, because this serial killer is killing the homeless. And you know how heartless those rich fat cats are, especially those rich fat cat Republicans. In fact, you want to know who the serial killer is in L.A.? I think I already know. I even suspect you know. Think about it. I'm going to give you a sec. You ready? Donald Trump. Yeah. You know it's Donald Trump killing them homeless people. Donald Trump doesn't like poor people. He's like you and me. Donald Trump hates the poor. Donald Trump hates the poor. He hates elderly. He hates children. Certainly hates women. Hates the gays. Hates the Mexicans. Hates the Asians. Hates black people, of course. I mean, don't we all hate black people? Come on, people. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. You know you hate black people. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm black. I forgot for a moment I was black. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop talking about our merch. I'm going to stop talking about our 500 people that we're trying to get to support the program. I'm going to stop talking about that because I'm going to leave it in God's hands to take care of us. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I get so disappointed. I think that what we do here is so important. And I can be delusional because I do. And it isn't one of these things where I'm,
oh, Kevin Jackson is so important to the cause.
Now, I will tell you this. Britt Hume said it. Roger Ailes said it when he hired me at Fox. Justice Thomas said it when I was in his office on my birthday 6 years ago. And subsequent to that, in our conversations, we've talked about it. Other people have said it. Kevin, what you do is important. I know people are impacted by it because they send me notes. They send me cards and letters. And some of them even send donations and whatever. So apparently we're doing something. But, you know, maybe I'm just full of myself. But you know what? I'm tired of being disappointed with the idea of what should people be doing here? Look. Gainful employment. When I was an engineer, I knew what I had to do. I designed computers. I designed, you know, processing machine, mail processing machines. I designed a lot of crap and stuff that, you know, you use it every day in the grocery store. I was on a team that did some of that design. I was on stuff that you probably would never know what it's about, but it served a purpose. And I got paid. A company said, Kevin, here's the information we need. Here's what we need from you. Come in at 8, leave at 5. You know, there are times we're going to have to work harder, blah, blah, blah. And boom. You know, that was what I got paid for that. And now it's different. I work for myself. This is the product. This is what you're listening to is the product. We go in, we manufacture every single day. Get up in the morning. I get up at 3:30 every morning and start manufacturing. I don't manufacture the news. I give you my opinions about stuff. But that's what we do. And I got to tell you, it's not disheartening in the sense of what I'm expecting from my audience per se. It's disheartening that, number one, we can't penetrate this, I don't know, gauntlet or whatever, call it whatever you want, this dome, this iron dome, because of shadow banning. Because if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be on here talking about this. I'd be like the Hodge twins. I'd have 2 million people listening every day to my stuff, and it would be generating millions of dollars a year, and that would be the end of it. But it isn't working out that way. I don't know why. And you know what I won't do? I'm not going to stop and go, let's analyze, Kevin, is what you're saying. And I don't care what. If you don't like what I'm saying, then stop listening. But this is the product. If you do like what I'm saying, get involved. I would tell you, the people that impress me the most are the ones that are my super fans, the ones that, you know, they're sending me notes, they're communicating with me and explaining what they like, what they don't. They parse the show, they listen to the show. Oh, Kevin, I heard you talk about this or that. You folks are amazing to me. Because that's that personal time. Melissa would tell me all the time, you got to be more, you know, because I grew up where we didn't send cards, you know, all the time. We didn't make phone calls. You know, I grew up in a different age. And growing up poor doesn't allow you to have all those things. I don't go buy a $3 card to tell you, hey, I'm thinking about you. You know, stuff like that. We didn't do it. We didn't even, I mean, most of the time, I tell people this, they think I'm kidding. We didn't take housewarming gifts. We show up at your house, we didn't have a bottle of wine just for showing up. That's what white people do. Black people don't do that. At least not poor ones. So, I had to learn a lot of these things that come, quote, naturally, or, you know, that you get taught by parents, or maybe you had the money to do that kind of stuff. We didn't. We felt like if we showed up, that was a gift enough. Let me get back to this serial killer. Oh, man, I ain't letting anything get me down today. Not today, Satan. A manhunt is currently underway in Los Angeles for a suspect who is believed to be responsible for 3 murders in the past week. All 3 of the victims were homeless, and all 3 were shot in the early morning as they slept on the streets. By the way, I'm not laughing at the homeless getting shot in central L.A., not for a second. I think it's pathetic. Number one, I think it's pathetic that we have homeless in central L.A. But that somebody goes out and targets them. These are people that are down on their luck, you know, for whatever reason. could be a mental illness. There's we talked about this before. There are degrees of homeless. There are people that are just bad circumstances. There, but by the grace of God, go I. And there are people who want to be. Leave me alone. I have freedom with this. I wouldn't want to be, but there are people that do. Anyway, they go on. The three victims, all men, were in alleys or open areas by themselves. I'm not going to get into the male-female psyche here, but maybe it's Melania Trump. It isn't Donald. Because I don't know if Donald's going to go out killing dudes. It's got to be Melania, doesn't it? Anyway, they were shot and killed in the early mornings, says Chief Michelle Moore of the L.A. Police Department. The killings took place in different locations, blah, blah, blah. There's a killer who is preying on the unhoused, says Mayor Karen Bass. Wow, L.A., the mayor is Karen Bass. The chief of police is Michelle Moore. What is this, Amazonia? Where are the men in this equation? Oh, that's right. They're being shot. Yeah, that's the good news is those toxically masculine homeless men are being shot, probably by Melania Trump. And if you think Michelle Moore, the chief of police, and Mayor Karen Bass are going to take a look into this with some men being shot, I just think this is cannon fodder. I don't think they're going to go look into this too heavily. Many friends and family members know how to reach their unhoused relatives. The unhoused. I love that new term, don't you? We need you to contact them today. Get to them by cell phone. They all got Obama phones. Call them up and say, hey. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hey, look, they're trying to kill you. They're killing the homeless. Be careful out there. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Is the U.S. sticking with Ukraine or walking away? Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia. The race to replace expelled Congressman George Santos already underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're trying to avoid another Santos fiasco by closely examining potential candidates' credentials. A house explosion in Arlington, Virginia, after a standoff with police with a barricaded suspect inside. Apparently, that suspect fired a flare gun dozens of times and a firearm inside the residence, leading to that explosion. President Joe Biden set to unveil a health care package this week, the package focusing on measures to reduce prescription drug prices as part of plans for a potential second term. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I saw this lefty article and it said, DeSantis Newsom debate got more coverage than anything Trump has done or whatever. It was like meant to hammer Donald Trump. Like, oh, everybody's all excited about it. It was funny to read because you can just see the bias that was there. It was obvious. They don't even try to hide it anymore. If you want to say, hey, here are the numbers, and you can judge for yourself. I mean, I get it. I put the influence on things that I think are important. But at the end of the day, I want you to make up your own minds. I'm not going to manipulate. I'm not going to, well, this data is based on this or that. I want you to have actual assessment of the data so you can come to your own conclusions. But I will tell you, look at the trend for, and I'll use this as an example, what Hollywood does their award shows. Year after year after year, it's gone down. Look at the number of people that watch the Super Bowls or the NBA Finals or whatever. It's gone down, 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 down. This is when you politicize these things. And it's not good. But you make up your own mind, but here are the numbers. And I'm not trying to, you know, skew you into one direction or the other. I'm just telling you, here's something I've noticed. And if you notice it, great. But I'm not trying to manipulate you. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the non-manipulator. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And if you're new to the program, jot that number down, 844-551-8255. Let me know what market you're in, etc. Give us a ring or contact us on the website. And I'll also ask you to look at our merch, Unique. You got the cojones to wear it? Good. You can get a mug. We're going to make collectible mugs where you can get these things that are collectibles. And sadly, there's not a whole lot. In other words, when they years later, when your great-great-grandkids are selling them, they're going to go, well, it was one of 20 that were sold. So they'll be worth a lot of money. I'm chuckling at my demise. No, actually, they're not doing too badly. But hey, go get them. I'm telling you, they're really good quality stuff. Custom designs, little hidden things in there to let people know these are ours because we got copyrights and trademarks on this stuff. Yep, I ain't stupid. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are hanging in there with me and listening to the program. I hope you're enjoying it. You're here, so obviously you are. I get texts from my friends that say, Kevin, there was no show up on the podcast, you know, or whatever, if Melissa's a little bit late. So I know you're listening. I just want us to times 10 it.
So if you got friends that think like you do, you tell them, hey, listen, you're going to love this guy. Get in there. Accuse him of being racist. Just do what everybody else does. Come on. That's always going to get them. And then when you call them and say, hey, racist, did you listen to Kevin's show this morning? Okay. That's the only way they get a pass. Or they could go to our merch site and buy the Get Out of Jail Free card, white privilege card. Whatever. We got all kinds of cards to exonerate you of your racism. Anyway, I am glad you guys are here. I want to talk about the debate, what happened with Newsom. Because, and I know we talked about it before, but something happened that came afterwards that I think is worth us having a discussion about. And it has to do with what was supposed to happen. They were saying that there was more to come. But before we get into that, I want to ask you this. Do you know anybody who's slick? Somebody who makes a living, maybe scheming, whether it's a Ponzi scheme, or you know they will bring up something like an investment thing and it doesn't happen, and you find out later they took the money. Now, we don't know very many of these people, and I'll tell you why. We're conservatives, but we do know of them. And if you don't have one in your life, they usually come in the form of leftists or Democrats, but you've certainly seen them in the movies. I have a cousin. Well, I had a cousin who was like that. He's dead. Nobody in the family misses him. But I will tell you this. He was a con man. A slickster. And everybody in the family knew it. And people would call you and say, hey, Burrow Jr. is going to come to visit. And that meant lock up the everything in your house. Because he was going to scheme. I grew up in a culture that canonized the slickster. As a young black kid of the 1960s, folks, let me tell you, that was our culture. And I will tell you, we loved the drug dealer. We loved the pimp. We loved the thief and so on. And blaxploitation films canonized these folks. Is it any wonder that black culture is sort of tied to this thug culture? And it's celebrated in our community to this day. Now, these people disgust me. I can spot them as if they were backlit with neon. Hollywood, as I mentioned, has glorified them in the black community. And a lot of the Holly weirdos that we have today, they're so full of themselves. They're nothing but slicksters. They got nothing else to offer society. They built their reputations on their ability to act, their names. But they have no other, there's nothing they bring. They couldn't live a week if they didn't have assistance or had to forage for their own food. They'd be dead within 3 days. One of the best slicksters, Barack Obama. I remember having this conversation with my nephew, who's a drug dealer, gangbanger. And I said, I was teaching him how to use nunchucks, which is the last thing I probably should have been teaching him. But he was trying to fix himself. So I was working with him. I really was. I'm not even kidding. All jokes aside, I saw there were some things in him that I was like, I'm going to try to fix this kid, you know, try to help him out. And he obviously had a lot of respect for me because he knew that, you know, I was not to be messed with. He could be the baddest drug dealer in the world. He knew I'm that guy that goes, I don't care. Let's go. So he had a healthy respect for me because he knew that street kid existed in me and he knows my ugly side. So anyway, we were out doing nunchucks. Teach him how to do it. Keep your elbows tucked. You can move them fast. Just don't move your head, you know. So anyway, we were having a conversation, and I said something about Obama. And he goes, man, Uncle Kevin, he said, man, ain't nobody in the hood voting for Obama. I was like, what? He goes, no, man, we saw that. And he, you know, we were talking in the vernacular, but he was like, we saw that dude coming. Man, he wasn't going to help us. He just used us. That's what we saw with him. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. It was mind-blowing. And some of you have heard me tell the story before, so I'm not going to bore you with the details. But here's this thuggish kid from the streets that you would think, man, he would be all over Barack Obama. He was like, man, no way. And he was saying, nobody in the hood. I mean, this kid is from the streets. You know, he just happened to be visiting me. But he goes, there's nobody in the hood that's for this dude. We know what he's about. It was like, wow. It was eye-opening even for me. And I like to relate these stories because I want people to know, you know, those circles that I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not trying to, you know, I want you to understand the real world. Bill Clinton was another BS artist. But here's what I will say about that. He performed, and you guys have heard me fall on the sword telling you, you may not like Bill Clinton because he was a Democrat, but you take away that D and you look at his record and you think that dude was a straight-up Republican. And a good one. But I want to get back to this debate. So DeSantis is debating Newsom, and it turned out well. It was an epic takedown of a slickster. That, when I talked about it before, that was my big deal. You got to take these slicksters down. You can't allow people to do like I did as a kid, where you see the dude in the fedora with the girls and you think, oh man, I want to be like that guy right there. Not even realizing he's a pimp. Because he was cool, he had the car, he had the girls, they get out with all the rings and the fedora. I mean, even to this day, there's part of baked into my DNA, there's a respect for that guy who had nothing to be respected. You get what I'm saying? Things can imprint on you as a kid, and you still find yourself going, man, that pimp got it right. Look at that bar. Ooh, look at that dude right there. You know? And then you catch yourself. It's like when I told the story of my uncle, my grandmother taking me to a gunfight because my uncle had hit his wife, and his two brother-in-laws were trying to kill him. And it was like nothing in our, it was like, well, we got to go break up this gunfight between my Uncle Robert and his brother-in-laws. And my grandmother's like, y'all stop shooting at each other. And they're, Miss Thompson, Robert hit Alfreda. And she's like, I know it, I get it. And she's literally holding, because like watching Justice Court in the streets. But this is what happens in the real world. I'm telling you right now, most of you listening to my voice, you don't understand. The real world. You've never taken the dope. You don't get that there are people that will shoot you over nothing, over a hard look or whatever. You don't, there's no reasoning. There's no sitting down and talking. There are no counselors. This is the streets. And the streets, it's like prison rules. Everything changes. And I'm telling you, you don't have an idea. I'm going to be talking with some people. I'm going to get back to the debate in the next segment. But I'm going to be talking to some people in Florida about changing the inner cities. And you know what I like about these folks? These rich white folks are saying to themselves, Kevin, we are not going to get involved. We don't have we can't fill a thimble with what you know about it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Narratives are being said by the left on this debate that happened between Newsom and DeSantis. And from what I see, DeSantis won. But it wasn't, it's not a huge win. It was a JV league debate, but DeSantis won. But he did something that was very important. He took down Newsom. And Newsom is a slickster. And to take, look, in my opinion, taking Newsom down is easy. If I ever debated Newsom, I would end his career, his political career, if I debated him. But politicians don't know how to debate. And quite honestly, DeSantis was described Somebody described DeSantis as Noriega without the pockmarks. And what I will tell you is DeSantis did a good job with the facts, but he's not a good debater. He doesn't know when to smile and how to smile and, you know, all the little things that make people go, ooh, he got it. And it's almost like when a comedian, you kind of know the joke's coming and or you've heard the joke and he can't make it funny. So it's along those lines. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Give me a call. Get in contact with us. And go check the site out. Right now, we've got this Transact card that we're doing. We're doing it right now. You get everything you buy, you get, you know, percentage off, and then you get these Z-Bucks that you can use for travel. It's the next big thing. Melissa and I have been doing it for 2 years with a different version, but now they've got this new one, and the other company stopped doing it. So when these guys picked it up, we were excited, and I hope you'll get it. I've already had people calling me, telling me, Kevin, I'm waiting on the card. I get it. It'll be there, hopefully in time for the holidays. So go check that out. For those of you who are members of the 500 Navy SEALs that are joining us, the Warriors, what I'm calling my Warriors, by the first of the year, you're going to start getting lots of stuff from us, inside looks. You'll start getting your codes for how you log into stuff and see it. I think you're going to love it. I don't think you are. I know you are, because it's going to give you a glimpse inside of my life, inside of the business of what we do, and I'm going to give you things that are unique to you. I'm not going to talk about it on a radio show. I may hint about it, but you'll get the deep dives. I'm already writing some of these papers and stuff. I'm excited. It's a lot of work. And, of course, we're understaffed, but when we get those 500 people that are giving us that 20 bucks a month, that little bit, believe it or not, is all it takes for us to be, you know, for to have it, to make it. And, of course, if it ends up being more people, great. Oh, by the way, we will be doing our virtual sessions next year where you'll get to spend more time with me. Lots of cool things. So I hope you get signed up for that, either the Backstage Club or one of those 500 Warriors, and we're going to blow your mind. So thanks for everybody that's helping make that happen. Talking about Newsom and being taken down, a slickster, and that's what we need. And Ron DeSantis, and it may not be the best guy, but is a blue-collar dude, by the way, who's got degrees from Yale and Harvard, he just defrocked this guy. But the left are presenting it as a win for Newsom, but you know how they are. The left will give you the lie and act like it's the truth. They know Newsom got fricasseed publicly and brutally. And it wasn't as big of a win as DeSantis would like, because defeating Newsom is easy. But what he did it publicly. And Newsom prepped for this. Newsom was prepared, folks. He knew this was coming months in advance. But this wasn't a media interview where his deflections could be overlooked. Newsom wasn't just going to, like, okay, well, we're just going to gloss over it. And he just talks to it. Yeah, yeah, it's all good. In California, I mean, come on, look at what we're doing here. Yeah, and nobody pushing back. He got used to hitting a punching dummy. I mean, as a fighter, you can hit the heavy bag, you can hit that punching dummy all you want. None of that stuff hits back. You can look brilliant in the gym, but when somebody gets in there and punches you in the mouth, now you know you're in a fight. When they were talking about this debate, the guy who wrote this, he says, hat tip to Sean Hannity, who framed his questions through the lens of actual facts and data. Newsom did his best to stoke outrage by using culture war language and ad hominem attacks, but his record could not be denied. The fact that Newsom could not counter with facts and figures disputing the data presented major dings in his slick veneer. It was an epic takedown that all of America needed to see. Couldn't agree more. And I want to talk about style over substance. I alluded to the slicksters from before. The Democrats have brought many. Now, the Democrats would tell you that Reagan was a slickster. Okay. I'll own that. Let's say Reagan wasn't nearly the politician, whatever. Let's go with that for just a second. Here's the problem. He got results. Reagan got results. And you know what he did? He did it working in conjunction with the then Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill. they were adversaries, but they had the goal of the country in mind. That might have been the last time that, it did happen with Clinton and Newt Gingrich. And I talked about Clinton already. Another slickster. This is a dude that probably never should have been in office on paper if you looked at his record. I will tell you this. Bill Clinton, some people are going to, y'all are going to be mad at me when I say this. Bill Clinton was the Donald Trump of his age. He was an unlikely winner who was very prepared, but who had lots of warts. Bill Clinton was, he was a lustful dude. He embarrassed Hillary Clinton in ways that, a guy shouldn't embarrass his wife. He embarrassed the country, but the guy was smart. Clinton's a Rhodes Scholar. He's not dumb. And Hillary recognized it early on and said, I'm going to attach my star to this guy no matter what. She became a politician wife. It's kind of like a military wife or a cop wife. You know there are certain rules that just apply. You're not going to see, if you're a cop wife, you're not going to see your husband or your wife or a cop spouse. They're going to get out at different times, and they're going to get called into things, and you're going to have suspicions at times. I mean, it's like a military wife. Your husband's going to be on a boat somewhere for 6 months or 3 months, or he's going to be in a war zone or whatever. That's just what happens. Anyway, Hannity did exactly that. He framed questions to where Gavin Newsom would have to bring facts. And what's funny, I think about Gavin Newsom coming to this thing prepared, and how you prepare when you think you've got it all licked. When you think it's going to be about, well, I'll just say this and look at this particular way. And I remember when I talked about this the other day, I said, go look at the videos of Newsom. The body language of this guy is a guy who, every time he would go, it was like DeSantis had kicked him in his naughty bits. He was like, there you are, putting up the facts again, man. It's bizarre, but it was so good. And I want to take it beyond what it did to Newsom. I want you to understand, any time that you get to witness something like that, what you're witnessing is the dismantling of leftism. And the guy because they did it as Donald Trump, he doesn't get any audience, and then it was the biggest debate since whatever. Let me tell you, it may very well be. I don't know what the numbers were. It might have gotten mad numbers. I'm not mad at them for getting mad numbers. Good for them. But I'll tell you this, if Donald Trump has a debate, it'll certainly eclipse those numbers. That I believe. But here's what I like. Did somebody go, it was watched by a lot more people than you think. Okay, good. Because you know what those people are going to do? They're going to remember everything that DeSantis said. Even though the left, I went out because I wanted to see what they were saying. Oh, Gavin Newsom dismantled DeSantis with facts about COVID and this, that, and the other. No, he didn't. And look, I get it. I watched it with a jaundiced view from a conservative point of view. But I'm also smart enough to watch things from from all the angles. And the only assessment you could come away with, undoped, is that DeSantis won that debate. It was clumsy. He wasn't as eloquent. And he could learn a lot about style. But he won that debate. And I think the least common denominator person realized it. And the reason why I know that Gavin Newsom's wife realized it is because she went backstage and said, that's it. We're done. She could have been talking about the Democratic Party. She could have been talking about her marriage to Gavin Newsom. But you know what she was talking about? She was talking about that debate. When Hannity came, cut to the clip and said, hey, listen, we can come back and do it. Gavin Newsom was like, yeah, I'd love it, but let's extend it. Let's do another hour. Because he knew he had lost. He's got to pretend that he was good. But she came back to that stage, and there were people who witnessed this. And she said, we're done. You know what I think she was really metaphorically saying? Gavin's done. Let's make that so.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
5.